At the Cattle Industry Summer Conference, I am visiting with Dave Zeno. And first of all, Dave, tell me what you do.
I'm the executive chef for the Beef Checkoff. I work with our culinary team, our new product development team, and spent a good deal of my time on the road educating food service operators, retailers, consumer groups, fellow chefs on beef's great flavor attributes as well as its great nutrition profile.
Well, here at this meeting, a lot of the joint committees are meeting. I know that there's some relatively new research on beef flavor. I think that's fascinating right there. Certainly, we've heard a lot about it. People, I think, have their taste preferences and all that kind of stuff. What did this research try to accomplish?
Well, to give you a little history on this, the research was first done in 2002 for a publication we created called Creating Crave. The beef factor, and it talks about all the flavors and things that pair well with beef, what folks like to cook with beef and eat with beef, ethnic profiles, that kind of thing. In 2005, we repeated the study, and then we just repeated it again in 2012. So now we have a really good benchmark to determine recipe development, what people are eating with beef, what they're not liking with beef, how they cook it. One of the interesting factors I found was is that from 2002 to 2012, more people are eating beef steaks in that medium rare to medium range, which pleases me because I know that's where you're going to get that best beef eating experience. And more people are eating ground beef in burgers at 160 and above, which also pleases me because we know that all bacteria is eliminated at 160 degrees. So throughout the years, I think we've seen some really positive changes.
Well, I think maybe that's because we've done this research and gotten out there and educated people.
Well, I hope somebody's listened to all the preaching I've been doing for the last 11 years. But, with that said, I think it's pretty neat. And in terms of ethnic foods, American or local food is still the most popular, followed by Italian, then Mexican. But even we saw jumps in folks liking Vietnamese food more and Japanese food. So there's every ethnic category, there was a jump in liking. So, and what that tells me is that I think people are just a little more food savvy now, and we can maybe thank that to the Food Network and cooking shows. But that really pleases me as well. And maybe it's the economy. Maybe people are, wanting to cook, more at home than go out.
Are there certain, I don't know if you call them attributes or whatever, of beef that you have found make it or are most preferential?
I think it goes to the proper cut, the proper cooking method for the proper cut, okay? And if you know how to do that, you're going to have success every time out. And we've got a great website, beefatswitzerdinner.com. We've got instructional cooking videos on there, great recipes, all kinds of information, how-to things. We've got a deal on there called the Interactive Meat Case. We can click on a cut and pull out a information on the cut recipes. So a lot of great information out there that the Checkoff is providing consumers.
So with this kind of research, then, it's going to be very helpful for I guess, your department or what have you on things like new products, for example.
Oh, absolutely. There's no sense in doing research like this unless you follow it, and that's really kind of helps us say, well, I like, pickles with beef. Well, 97% of the Americans may not, or 3% don't like it, but 97% do. So, I mean, it really helps us kind of hone in on the recipes and the new products that we're developing for consumers.
So what's next for you, and especially in light of this research?
Well, what's next is that we're taking the research and we're putting it together into a PowerPoint deck. I know that there was a news release out on it, and we've already been getting inquiries from the retail and the food service sector. And it just gives me another opportunity to get in front of groups and talk about the positive attributes of beef and beef cookery.
So the results from this are available if... like you said, maybe it's somebody, a company that's in the food service area or what have you, but just is interested to learn, they can learn more from it.
Oh, absolutely, yes. It's readily available, and I think it'll go a long way to, again, increase beef demand.
All right. Well, thank you very much, Dave Zeno, executive chef for the Beef Checkoff here at the Cattle Industry Summer Conference. I'm Chuck Zimmerman.